Fred Film Radio, Tribeca Film Festival, New York.
This is Natasha Sinjanovic for Fred Film Radio. I'm here at the Tribeca Film Festival with Tony Christoff, who is here with his film, Love and Engineering, a documentary which is making its world premiere. What are your impressions of New York and how has the film been received?
So far it's been great. It's my first time in New York, so everything looks, wow, amazing and huge, and people have been pretty much enjoying our film and laughing and talking about it, and we've got some great reviews.
You are a transplant, you're Bulgarian, you're an engineer by training, but you have been a filmmaker. You didn't take the path of engineering, am I correct?
Yes, I have a master's degree in engineering from Bulgaria, and then when I moved to Finland, I first worked maybe a year as a technical assistant to a few film directors. Then I got interested about filmmaking, and then I went to the film school in Helsinki, and a few years later I was a film director / engineer. So.
And you're still a director / engineer?
Well, I haven't worked as an engineer for maybe ever. But I think the engineering, it really helps me actually, especially in this project, to communicate with all the guys, because they're engineers and I understand their problems. And I have been, when I was studying engineering, we were 200 guys and 3 girls in the same group. So I understand that you can get easily disconnected to what a woman is and how you should find a way to her heart.
Which is what the protagonists of your documentary are trying to figure out. Now, Rules of Single Life was inspired by the fact that you went through a divorce and you were once again single and trying to navigate those waters. What inspired this film?
Well, I wasn't particularly looking for another comedy about guys who cannot find love, but after Rules of Single Life came out in cinemas in Finland, I was traveling in the airplane back from Sofia, and next to me sit a friend that I didn't know so well, Atanas, who is the main character in Love and Engineering, or one of the main characters. And then he told me that he saw Rules of Single Life, and it was funny, but you know, it wasn't anything great, since it couldn't help any single guy anyway. So he was in a situation that needed help, so he himself started developing a formula how can use the engineer tools of convincing or making woman fall in love with him. And he told me the story that actually he have succeeded, and he have this beginning of an algorithm, and he will need few more engineers / guinea pigs to help him to develop it and, you know, crack the whole firewall of the woman. So I was like right away intrigued, and I said, okay, I'll do the film, you do the tests, and I'll arrange all the laboratories. So let's see what happens.
Can you talk a little bit about what are some of the elements in his algorithm and the tests that he subjects the engineer guinea pigs as well as the female guinea pigs, the women that come in?
Well, I wouldn't name that the women are guinea pigs. It's mostly guys who are. So the guy themselves went through a series of different experiments. At the beginning, the film was a bit more theoretical than a character-driven in a way. We had many professors who were coming and helping the guys and giving their expertise on different kind of, for example, pheromone tests and how the smell impacts the attractiveness, you know, all this kind of stuff. But in the process, we kind of get rid of the professors because it was turning into a National Geographic documentary, and this was not something that we were aiming at. And then we concentrate more on the personal experience of the guys, and more particular of Todor, who in the process of these 2-3 years of filming, he changed really much, and he went through some personal drama, so it worked out for the story of the film, and also for himself at the end, because he was changed man after this period of time.
He's a very interesting he's a very interesting person, and his arc in this, and what struck me also is that, you know, listening to engineers, because I've spent my whole life surrounded by scientists, listening to engineers talk about and analyze their lives, their love, their capacity to love, their desire for love, and rejection also was extremely interesting. There was a line that I don't think I've ever heard it put that way. It was very analytical. Todor actually says that you are rejected when there's a woman that he had a date with and she blows him off. And he says you are rejected on the basis of your weaknesses, which is true. And it's something that's devastating for everyone. But it gives this other dimension.
It's much easier for them to analyze everything what's happening in their life and kind of try to work with it. And that's also why for them was really important to have first step-by-step rules of what you should do, how you should behave, what you should say, you know, just very simple step-by-step. And that's why it's kind of the engineering part very important, because many people are, oh, this is not a real, you know, it doesn't work like this. Yes, but when you have this set of tools that you can use, and for example, if you panic, you can just talk about this and that, for example. We had many, many things that didn't end up in the film. For example, on the third line, you ask her what's your favorite color, and, you know, if she says brown, on the seventh line, you talk about chocolate, and all kind of this kind of things that, you know, you can kind of impact, but more importantly, you know what to do next, because this is what, it's a problem to them that they don't have a blueprint of where and how they should move. And this is something that other people maybe learn in their everyday life experience, but them surrounded by only men since they were, I don't know, 12, so it really makes it a bit more complicated, and that's why they're so analytical and they take everything very personal.
Online dating services, they also say they have a formula and some kind of algorithm to match you up with somebody. Mm. They're coming at the same thing from a different way, and most people on both sides get really frustrated. We call it science, we call it chemistry, but it's something that you can't plan and you can't formula your way through it.
And that's, I think, the amazing part, and that's why it's so funny and great that they will never stop trying to find an algorithm for it. And to be honest, I do believe that till certain level there is kind of an algorithm to... And because there is chemistry and fluids, but we are, you know, we are not the robots. We are so different based on what life experience we've had. So you cannot really hack anyone's decision that simply. Of course, you can make someone like you more and behave certain way and tell certain things, which will kind of let you more close to this person. But sooner or later, you know, you have to stand behind what you really are. And that's when the part... You get so vulnerable, and that's how Todor get hurt in the film, because he put down his guard, as you know, he went out of his comfort zone and the woman hurt him, and that's it. He realized that it's something you cannot do anything about it. Mm-hmm. It just happens, and it's just feelings, and they has nothing to do with analytics and sense, you know, it's just feelings. And then you just change and learn that instead of using just numbers, you can just go with your own feelings towards things. And what he said at the end of the film is that now when I go at work, I don't, of course, I use numbers because he's a programmer, but I go with the things that feel right, not with the things that should be calculated correctly. And always the answer is correct because I just feel it.
That's the goal that we're all striving for, isn't it?
Yeah.
So where are the guys now? Atanas has a wife and a child, and his wife wants another one. You have a child, a wife and a child. What about Todor and Marcus and the other guys?
What's really nice that almost everyone have a girlfriend, which is like really, which is really great. And Todor have a girlfriend, and Marcus have a girlfriend, and Andon have a girlfriend, and Thomas, I'm not really sure, but, you know, everyone is doing pretty great, so... So that's really nice to know that in these 2-3 years things changed in everyone's life, and we are very happy. And I know I'm excited, and we are starting to do a new project called Mathematics of Divorce, which is like extremely funny that we found out that there is an algorithm that actually can predict when a couple will break up or divorce. And since Finland is one of the countries with the higher rates of divorce in Europe, so there is this Finnish professor who believes that if he can implement this into kind of the governmental system or something, that he can tell the people already when they want to get married to get this test and tell them, listen, this is not going to work out and you're going to get divorced in 3 years. Why should you waste this time and energy and money, you know? And you can do something better with it. And then the people can make their own choice, you know, because they can tell them in percentage, your relationship is not going to work with 78.3%, you know, something like this. And it's just funny. Then it's about exactly what I'm very excited about, what people will choose to do. If it doesn't matter how much you are in love, but if you hear that in 3 years you're going to be divorced and this is like 80% sure, what you're going to do, you know, what is, are you really ready to deal with this, or are you just going to let go? And, you know, it's this, the science, wanting or not, will take, and it takes a really big part of our life. And the question is only, are you going to use it, or are you going to not believe it and do what your heart tells us?
You'll also find out who, you know, you'll meet people who are, I guess you can divide into either fatalists or optimists, because there's those who are going to say, no, we're part of the 20%.
Yeah. But I don't do only science and love documentaries. This is also funny. I had last year a feature-length documentary called Soul Food Stories, which is about religion, actually, in Bulgaria. It's about, and it was nominated in it for for a best Midland documentary, and now next week is running in competition in San Francisco. So I'm not doing only funny science documentary or based character driven. I do also different kind of documentaries, but I am interested in dealing with subjects with little bit humor, and I guess it's connected to who I am, since, you know, every documentary is based on the film director's view of the world surrounding him. So I kind of try to deal with serious things with humor, because I'm going through my personal life that way, so I like it like this. So let's see.
So your film is in Viewpoints now. Do you have other festivals lined up? What's the future? Do you know right now?
There are so many festivals. I'm traveling to Neon, where it's going to be the Love and Engineering, the opening film of Neon Vision de Rio Film Festival. And from there, I'm not traveling, but the producer is going to Toronto, where the film is going to be in Hot Dogs also there. So it's then after this, I don't know, there are so many festivals, but yes, it's traveling everywhere. And we have so many invitations and we are very, very happy. But after Vision de Rio, I'm done with festivals for the next 3-4 months, since I'm going to have a baby. So my wife said, after New York, and you're back home and no more festivals. Which is crazy, because the film also was asked from this Hawaii Film Festival or something. So I think that would have been an interesting experience to maybe watch films on the beach. I don't know.
I've never been to Hawaii, but I've been to French Polynesia, which is, you know, similar. And take her with you. Take her with you to Hawaii and the baby.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work out, but it's a good idea. So,
well, good luck with Love and Engineering, and I look forward to seeing The Mathematics of Divorce, and then who knows, maybe the physics of finding your second husband or wife. You have to go through all the sciences now.
But it's just so easy, and so it's kind of it's fun process, and then we have really had great time and great receptions of the idea and the approach that we have to the subject. So I'm really happy to work on this more and more. And of course, there is coming an idea of having maybe something like a kind of, since it's really funny and exciting, maybe not even a sitcom, but a TV series or something to do, like this kind of doku about geeks trying to find these answers to the world. So,
well, let me know. I'll follow it, definitely.
Absolutely.
That was Tony Christoph, the director of Love and Engineering, a documentary which is making its world premiere here in Tribeca in the Viewpoint section. And this is Natasha Sinjanovic, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.